Yeah, Jim Diamond, part two, baby.
Can you, now help me out here in Southwest Virginia. Can you tell me what you were doing when Josh Dobbs dropped back the pass and that ball was in the air and you looked over there and saw Jennings? Just bring me inside your mind when you saw him go up over seven defenders.
Hey, man, I literally, when he caught the ball, I was screaming so hard that I literally come about a tenth of a second from freaking passing out, man. About completely passed out. And, I live up here out near Barney Boy. You tell him, get out here, get this damn traffic in line, cause, we're gonna race bail tonight, man. This is awesome.
That's and pretty it's outstanding. Our year.
We're gonna keep rolling. A&M, we're gonna kick that ass, and then we're gonna be, 6-0. And Bama's gonna get it. I'm ready for 6-0 in Knoxville Neyland Stadium. Hell yeah, go Vols! I love you, Tony.
Feel it. Thank you.
Feel the love.
865-200-5402. I just can't even comprehend what we witnessed today. I mean, I want to comprehend it. I'm embracing IGYV. Hell, I made up IGYV. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, I said coming over here, Dubs, you could live to be 150 and never see anything like this play right here as called on the Vol Network.
4 seconds to go. Game's on the line here, 31-28 Georgia. Dobbs out of the shotgun, back to throw. Dobbs drops back, looks, loads up, fires long for the end zone. The pass is going to be caught by Tennessee, Jawan Jennings. Jennings makes the catch in the end zone on the Hail Mary. What a turn of events. Georgia throws a bomb. Tennessee comes back and throws the Hail Mary as the pass from Josh Dobbs in the end zone for a score on the last play of the game. Jawan Jennings with the touchdown, and Tennessee wins.
I don't believe I saw that. Brent, you can close your mouth now.
That,
Josh Dobbs.
That was incredible. That was incredible. Courtesy of our friends at IMG, Vol Radio Network, Bob Kessling, Tim Priest. Back to our phones we go. I don't even know where to begin. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Boss Man Russell, many happy returns from Athens, Clark County, where the Georgia boys came home and stepped on their face with a hobnail boot and broke their nose.
What a trip, man.
There's nothing better, guys, than going to an away game and having something like that happen.
What were the fans like on the way out? What were they? Were they crying? Were they mad?
I will say this about the Georgia fans. That was as classy a behavior as I've seen out of Georgia fans in a long time. For the most part, they were congratulatory. They knew, guys. God, everything went their way in the first half. Everything went their way. I mean, Sony Michel fumbles on the 2-yard line, slaps the ball to the end zone. Easton falls on it. They're up 17-0. Everything went their way, and they knew it. They know that this is not their year. They know they've got some work to do. They know they've got an okay quarterback, who, by the way, has got a cannon arm.
Oh, he's a nice player.
Yeah, he's going to be good.
He's got a cannon arm.
Cannon. I mean, that throw he made. You know what? Our corner looks in, and Foreman's going, I've never seen anybody throw a ball over me like that. I mean, that damn thing was thrown on a rope, B.O.B., on a rope.
That tight end they got, Nauta. Oh, my
God. What in the world?
Did he just go straight to the NFL?
What in the world?
He's a freshman.
That was their leading receiver in the game. Dudes. What in the world?
That guy is, I mean, he's going to be an all-pro.
Wow.
He's an all-pro right now.
I want Nauta of that. I'll tell you that in future years.
It was so bad on third down. The only thing I can keep looking at Mrs. B.O.B. during the game and say is it's third down. Watch out for number 18 because here he comes again. They've got some skill players down there. Now, I'll say this, their defense, we should have scored 50 on that defense today. And you turn the ball over three times on the road and you come out with a win, that's almost unheard of.
Yeah. But
I'll say this, their fans were pretty classy. They were congratulatory. Tony, everybody who left that game realizes that they may go their entire life and never see anything like that again live in real time. And the Tennessee fans, we stayed till the very end. And no Tennessee fans left. Everybody stayed. But how in the world?
Are you telling me no? Hang on a second. Are you telling me that no Tennessee fans at the end of that game left? That they stayed in there?
Tennessee fans didn't leave. The Georgia fans started bailing out when those fools dropped that kid back into the end zone, second down from the 5-yard line.
Can you believe?
That is coaching malpractice.
Can you believe they did that? Pooch kicked the football. Can you even believe that?
They did some really... I'll say this. Jim Chaney, for the most part, called a pretty good game.
He did.
He realized that Tennessee's defense was way faster than what Georgia had on offense.
Yep.
And he realized that the only way to beat Tennessee was to try to get counter action going with those running backs on those little flip reverses and trying to get one-on-ones with quick slants against the DBs. So Chaney called a pretty good game. But I'm telling you, freshman quarterback backed up behind to his own end zone late in the game, up by three, and you're having him drop back and you've got three receivers in the pattern. That was coaching malpractice. And then the pooch kick, I didn't understand at all. I didn't understand either pooch kick. Didn't they pooch kick twice?
See, it's all so here's the thing. Like somebody here on Periscope's got a great point. Somewhere tonight, Mark Richt is going to look at that and smile. And absolutely smile. Because the play of the game for Tennessee, and it's still the play of the game in my mind, is this Lovingood kid, Riley Lovingood, who I call Living Good, because you got to be Living Good when you do something like that. And for him to make a Willie Mays catch on that play is one of the greatest things. He's a long snapper. It's one of the greatest pieces of hustle you'll ever see in your life.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest pieces of hustle you'll ever see in your life.
He's on scholarship. Remember, Tennessee signed him to a scholarship, and everybody's like, why is Butch wasting a scholarship on a long snapper?
That's why. He won that game today. Because without him, that touchdown does not happen in the end zone. That was insane. That was insane hustle on his part.
Special teams won that game for us and lost it for Georgia. I mean, they got a penalty on the last kickoff.
Absolutely.
Which gave us 5 extra yards at the end of the run. Otherwise, who knows if Dobbs can make that throw into the end zone.
Absolutely.
And by the way, as good as Juwan Jennings' catch was, and one of the damnedest things I've ever seen in my life, and it happened right in front of us, did you see his crackback block on Kamara's touchdown?
He paced somebody?
If you didn't, go back and watch him peel back and hit number 78. A 340-pound defensive tackle right in the chin and make him like it.
It'll never be forgotten by this Living fan, I'll tell you that. Juwan Jennings, I will say this one more time, can play both ways on this football team right now and do it rather easily. Am I lying, B.O.B.?
No,
he's got Carl Pickens' ability. He could do it right now.
I'm going to let Mrs. B.O.B. chime in and tell you.
Oh, it's a first.
Right. It's the first time.
Come on, Mrs. B.O.B. Hand that. I'll tell you what, B.O.B., once she experiences a few seconds of this, your relationship could be in trouble. Mrs. B.O.B., because I change lives. Mrs. B.O.B., how are you doing tonight? How are you feeling after that?
My hands are still shaking. So excited.
I can't imagine what it's like to witness that in person. I mean, did you guys look at each other and look around and go, are we in a dream? Did you do that?
Yes. Yes.
Can I ask you something? Did you ask that on your honeymoon? Let me guess. The answer is no. Is the answer no to that? Like, what have I gotten myself into?
tell Tony what I told you about Juwan Jennings as we left the state. He's the best what on that team?
Football player.
There you go. Best tier football player on the team.
Wow. I don't even know where to start.
Well, I know where to start. I got a three-hour drive back to Atlanta.
Yes.
And I'm going to have you on the entire time, guys. What a win. It's one of the damnedest things I've ever seen. It was unbelievable. Oh, by the way, give credit to that band, that Pride of the Southland band. They hung in there. They played the whole game. And after the game was over for 10 minutes, and by the way, Georgia's Sanford Stadium game management crew, they immediately cut the scoreboards off at the end of that game.
That is awesome, dude.
Oh, Lord.
I tweeted you a picture of it, boss man. I don't know if you got it or not. But literally within 3 seconds of that game going final, they turned all the scoreboards off.
Oh, my gosh.
But the Pride of the Southland stayed and stayed, and they were done. And the crowd, all the students got down in front and were still dancing around in front of the hedges and begged them. And we got, and Tony, this is only the kind of stuff you get when you go to a late football game. We got 30 minutes after the game was over, and we were all still in the stadium. We got one more round of Rocky Top out of the Pride of the Southland, and I want to give those guys and gals credit for sticking around and entertaining the fans.
So you're telling me right now, I bet Tennessee crowd was just whooping and wooting and whooping and hollering. Did you have any interaction with any Georgia fans after that game? I mean, did they come up and say congratulations? Here's my thing. When I see a game like that, I want to congratulate both teams because you need your opposition to give you, to put us in that position. I mean, it was a great job by both teams to not quit.
Well, B.O.B., I hope you DVR'd the game because there were some classic moments from Vernon Gary, including that over-the-shoulder catch from Tennessee deep snapper Riley Lovingwood. And
no, he didn't call
absolutely,
him that.
Oh, yeah, he did. And also,
that's a
you
shame.
Had he Gary Danielson referred to Georgia's left tackle, who was a graduate transfer, as a, quote, Grantsford trad. That was a good one.
Those poor guys. It's a struggle.
Well, it's not, I mean, it's not like me to point out anybody butchering the English language.
I don't know if we've ever, I'm going to let you hear, B.O.B., the radio call of this. We're all going to listen, I mean, the television call of this. Let's hear Vern cackle by cackle, Lundquist, who I'm sad to say is in his final year because, I mean, let's face it. Everybody needs a crazy uncle at your party. The talk's too much. We all love crazy uncles.
I like Vern and Gary.
Vern's my crazy uncle, and Gary doesn't believe in momentum. So
no, he made a point of that today again.
He's idiotic. He's idiotic. And let's hear the call here. If I can do this. Let's hear how this is going to sound.
Dobbs heaves it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
Oh, my gosh. Butch Jones down there crying, kneeling on one knee and crying. All those things you just don't see in the moment. Kamara sitting there.
Another hobnail boot.
Wow. It's a pretty good call by him, another hobnail boot. That's a pretty good presence of mind for that man. Now, of course, they did just replay the hobnail boot. B.O.B., I got a tough crowd. Some genius on Periscope just asked me, why are you sad? I'm exhausted. I'm not sad.
Hey, how about we
haven't even... That game felt like five lifetimes.
It did. We haven't even broken down the sack. The end zone fumble touchdown. I mean, what a momentum swing. I mean, does Tennessee get that last touchdown without that? I mean,
Loving Good set that up with that incredible... I'm telling you, that incredible catch to down the ball there is the play of the year. That's the play of the year.
But then Barnett just beasting his man...
And they brought the wood at that kid today. Now, to this point, our defensive coordinator hasn't quote-unquote blitzed much. Today, they brought the wood at that kid at times. But I agree with you, B.O.B. They figured if we're going to attack them, we're going to take advantage of their linebacking play, which is very thin, and that's what they did. And they, I congratulate them for that with their tight end and the way they used him.
They had a good offensive game plan.
They did.
They just had too many mistakes. Too many mistakes at the crucial time.
Wow. Absolutely amazing, man. What a game. Hey, thank you, brother.
Y'all be safe out there. I'm going to go back here to the hotel in Buckhead. I'm going to make my reservation for the first weekend in December, boys, because we're going to Atlanta.
Drive careful, man.
I really, and I call the guy Living Good, because you're Living Good.
I like Loving Good.
When you make that play. And, Dubsy, give me a toast to Loving Good here. As my my man Russell Smith here. Yeah, and like some guy said, I'm tired because I know I got six more hours of this, brah.
You got to pace yourself.
I'm sorry if I don't look up the snuff for the Periscope viewers.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I mean, you damn people need to step the hell off. Pardon my French. Let's go to our next call. Hello and welcome.
Hey, how are you doing, Tony?
I'm blessed to be here, and it's great to hear your voice tonight.
Thank you so much. I tell you what, I'm great to be at Tennessee Vol. I'll tell you that.
Let's do that together. I said it's great to be, ha-ha, a Tennessee Vol.
I said
it's great, hee-hee, ho-ho. I love it. So much fun. We're 5-0 right now.
This is the best.
We're 5-0.
I tell you what, my me and my husband hanging out watching the game, and he ripped his shirt off tonight. And he's going to try to see if we can get somebody to sign it tonight. I mean, this is the best game. This is amazing. 5-0. I can't even put it into words. It's amazing.
Your husband ripped his shirt off tonight. Is he like making like Hulk Hogan or something? You want to tell us about, or
you know. He's a little bit of a Hulk Hogan sometimes. But,
that is beautiful. Any man, any woman that would, as her husband rips her shirt off in glee and joy, that would go to the airport with him. You know what? Forget these punks and clowns that are running for president. You got my vote, sweetheart. You got my
that's
vote.
Not,
that's what I'm a screaming.
That's what I'm saying, Sarah.
Can I talk to Tony B?
Oh, yeah.
Can I talk to Tony? Get on in here. That's great.
Hey, Tony B.
Welcome in.
I love you, brother.
How much fun is that?
This has been one of the greatest nights of my entire life.
Now, help me out here. Did you really pull your shirt off?
Yes, when Georgia scored their last touchdown,
yes.
I ran inside. We've been watching the game in the backyard.
Yes.
I ran inside and ripped my shirt off, and I was laying on the floor like a full-grown baby. And I looked up at the TV, and we scored that last touchdown, and it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
How old are you?
32.
Yeah, I mean, God's getting ready to hang half a hundred on me. And I've been a Get a Life sports fan for forever. And I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that.
Tony, I've been a lifelong Cubs fan. I've been a Bears fan. I grew up in Chicago.
Yes.
I'm a transport just like you down yes. here in the South. I've loved the Vols for the past 20 years. And I've never seen anything like that. It is the most amazing thing I've experienced.
You know, I'm just shaking my head, man. I just...
I love you, Tony.
Love you guys. Thanks. Great call from both of you.
Hey, Tony?
Yeah.
When we leave a home game, we can't get to the truck fast enough to turn your show on.
Man, praise God. Thank you for saying that.
I appreciate you so much and everything you do for us, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
865-200-5402. Gary Danielson doesn't believe in momentum, huh? He's watched Tennessee win 2 weeks in a row just from out of nowhere. and the momentum totally swung in both games. And by the way, been people saying, is Tennessee going to be on CBS this week? I'm blessed enough to do a television show, a couple of them, over on the Channel 8 group of radio stations, or TV stations, MyVLT TV here in town. Chris Baker, the GM last week, told me that it's not without precedent. Alabama, several years back, Dubs was on 5 years in a row. And there is a word that they, 5 weeks in a row rather, there is a word that they use in their language with the affiliates where basically they say it's, they attempt, make a dead level attempt every 2 years to get at least every team in the SEC on the, on CBS, on the game of the week. Now, that's the language of the contract. The contract does not say we will, or it's guaranteed that. It's like a strong suggestion. I forget what its verbiage is. I'll have it on the blog on Monday at TonyBasilio.com. But here's the thing, Dubsy. Gary said, or Gary, I'm back at Gary Denison. Chris Baker said, so could we have Tennessee 4 weeks in a row? He said, with a win Saturday, very much.
Well, what's
that's very much in the offing.
What's the record? Has anybody been on 4 weeks in a row?
Alabama's done it five. The record's five.
So, I mean, you got to think if Tennessee wins against A&M, which has got to be the 3:30 game now.
That's on.
Yeah, there's no way. Mm-hmm. And somebody had said something about, you know, they have the option to do a flex game where they have one in prime time, an 8 o'clock kick.
No, actually, the way that works is that's already been determined, and it's like the second, I want to say the first week in November is when they're doing that.
So, that's too bad. Can you imagine undefeated Tennessee, undefeated Alabama, 8 o'clock at night in Neyland?
Oh, my gosh.
On the third Saturday
CBS,
in October?
On CBS? I'd be making that happen. Can you imagine what the buy-in for that game would be?
I believe the phrase the kids use is lit.
And let me say this to you right now. Put your hands in the air, make like a peace sign, and say this right after me. Repeat after me. I vol Lee. I vol Lee. I vol Lee. I vol Lee. I vol leave after tonight. Do you vol leave? Back to the phones we go. I want to thank our friends, before I get our next call in here, I want to thank my friends at Smartway and your Garza Law Firm who make this possible for us to do what we do. In fact, let me say a word here about our friends at Smartway, ladies and gentlemen, here.
You're listening to the best post-game fan show in college football, the Smartway Garza Law Firm 5th Quarter Fan Reaction, where the Big Orange Universe gets together after every Tennessee football game. Presented by Smartway, where Professor Smarty makes buying brand name furniture, TVs, appliances, etc. as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Smartway. Be smart, buy smart the Smartway.
Now, here's your host, the man who's been keeping it real for ball fans for nearly a quarter century. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Basilio.
And about Smartway, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this right now. Smartway would never have pooch kicked at the end of that game. Thank God it was Kirby Smart coaching and not Smartway. Because if it was Smartway, I don't know if we'd have gotten out of there with a win tonight. Thank God for Kirby Smart. The Smartway, ladies and gentlemen, what is it? It's all the great brand names. Whirlpool, Xbox, Frigidaire, Samsung, Dell, HP, Sony, Toshiba, LG, Ashley. Furniture, appliances, electronics, computers, tablets, tires, phones, you name it. They've got it for you. 8416 Kingston Pike. Online, ladies and germs, at gosmartway.net. Gosmartway.net. And I'll tell you this. They are incredible people. Zach Attack will take great care of you. And it's really a shame after today that they share their name, five letters of which are shared by Georgia's head coach, because that guy is not smart. That guy, hey Kirby, don't buy, rent, and you're going to be back before you know it on the staff of Nicky Boy Saban, who has a coaching family tree for the most part that does not fork. Am I lying, Russell Smith?
Who's going to be the better defensive coordinator for an upper echelon SEC team in 5 years, Kirby Smart or Derek Mason?
Boy, that's so true. Although Derek Mason, I think, as a head coach, is going to be better than Kirby Dumb in time. I don't believe in him.
True story. I was in, so I already told you I got so pissed off I left and missed the Hail Mary. So I went to Crystal to get a little meal because I knew we were going to be putting in 4 or 5 hours.
But one way or the other. Shane's bringing us some food again.
And I'm in the line, and I'm about to tweet out, it wasn't Kate Neeland, but Tennessee may have just launched Kirby Smart's career into another stratosphere when the Hail Mary hit. True story. True story.
Wow. This is not my night. I told my wife, I said, bring me, like, I forgot to eat. I was so nervous, Russell. You ever do that? But I pick off other people's
plates.
I came
in here and heard you giving orders, bring me something to eat, some new clothes, a couple of wipes for my face. Could you turn the TV? Could you do this? Could you do that?
I think it was you that said, can you turn the TV? But yeah, anyway.
I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Smart Way, Garza Law Firm, fifth quarter. Fan reaction. Back to the phones we go. And I really appreciate everybody who's there tonight.
In fact, I
think that's our call. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. What's up, dude?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? All right, Tony, did you volley after Georgia scored that last touchdown?
No, I didn't volley that. But people were coming up to me and they were going, hey, what happened to the IGYV? And here's what I was going to say tonight on the air. The IGYV is about getting to Atlanta, and I still think that Georgia team, even if they won tonight, was going to lose a couple times. So from that standpoint, I guess you can say that I still volley.
Yeah. Amen, Tony.
Thank you.
What do you think our record will be on Texas A&M and Alabama? Do you think we'll go 2-0, 1-1, 0-2?
I don't know. Let me tell you this. I'm not going to bet against us. Here's what I don't want to do, though. This team is really ripped to shreds through injury. And there were people out there today that were held together by duct tape and baling wire. And I don't want to throw the expectations in the overdrive because I don't think it's fair to those kids and I don't think it's fair to the coach. I mean, my objective for this year is get to Atlanta.
Well, and at some point, aren't you watching that game just thinking, you know, man, if we had just one of Cam Sutton, Jalen Reese-Mabern, or Darren Kirkland Jr., it's a completely different game.
Absolutely.
Just one of those guys, let alone if all three of them healthy.
And here's what I'll say to our caller who's a little disappointed in me. I can tell by her tone of voice. I say to people like you, Vol leave, Tony. I'm sounding like one of those goofy ESPN announcers. But here's the thing. Don't get above your skis to the point where if you go to A&M, and A&M beats Tennessee, you get crushed. Volley from the standpoint of, hey, we're going to savor this, we're going to enjoy this, and until we lose a game, I'm going to volley. I could drink to that all day long. Believe me.
That just made my night, Tony.
Volley. But what I don't want to do, if you understand me, is I don't want to get, what's the word here? I don't want to get to the point where two losses in a row the next 2 weeks are somehow a damning, crushing thing. Because for my money, this team getting to Atlanta is what I think their top level is. However, you win next week, you can start thinking about playing in a national playoff. And here's why. Whether or not you beat Alabama the week after next, because you're going to be all beat up, you're going to get another crack at them down in Atlanta, and if it's not them, it's going to be A&M. It's going to be somebody. And if you win the SEC championship game with one loss, you're in the national playoff. Yep. So my point is, next week's game,
huge
for that reason, is gigantico. Does that make sense?
It completely makes sense, Tony. I feel you.
Thank you. I really appreciate your phone call, and thanks for being there.
Dude, thanks for talking to me, Tony. It was lit.
Have a great night.
How about this? Speaking of lit, check out this nugget, Tony.
All right.
So, Butch Jones says on his post-game interview that on the final call, the play call was a short pass with several laterals, and that Butch says he overruled it. He overruled Mike DeBoard and called for the Hail Mary because, quote, I had a feeling. About that. Butch Jones made the call.
Ladies and gentlemen, Moosehead reminds you to make the call. It's time for the Moosehead Moose of the Game.
It's time for the Moosehead Moose of the Game. Honoring the most bruising player in today's game. Presented by Moosehead Lager. Brewing winners since 1867. Pour yourself a cold one. Now, let's give it up for your Moosehead Moose of the Game.
Give me a toasty here, Rusty. Outlast and Make the Call. Two of Moosehead's slogans. And our Moosehead Moose of the Game right on time is Butch Jones. There's no charts. There's no... We're going to run 75 laterals. We're not going to kick a 65-yard field goal. There's... I've got a feeling. I've got a feeling. Chris Matthews had a feeling tingling down his leg, and Butch Jones had a feeling. And he laid there tonight on one knee, and it'll never be forgotten by the living fan. Butch Jones is your Moosehead Moose of the Game. That's a great nugget, Russell. Thank you. That's a great nugget. Thank you.
It's a great Beatles song. I've got a feeling. It was also, I believe, Milhouse's dad on The Simpsons released an album, Can I Borrow a Feeling?
How about Hooked on a Feeling, B.J. Thomas?
Hooked on a Feeling, that's good.
Back to the phones we go. Feelings by Morris Alpert. Let's go back and get our next call in. I love feelings. And somebody, I just can't even tell you what somebody just said. Y'all are simpletons. Let's get in the mix and in the hunt here tonight with the next caller. Hello, you're on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction.
How you guys doing?
Man, I'm feeling that, brother. Doing great.
Hey, Tony, I'll tell you what, my son, and I really thought he was going to destroy my storm door. When Juwan Jennings caught that Hail Mary pass, he jumped up off the couch and almost literally ran through the glass storm door. So I thought I was going to have to repair a door and take him to the emergency room.
I'm glad there was no property destruction at Jeeker's house. Hey, Jeeker, I have this hard Nalgene bottle of water. You know what those Nalgene bottles? I had one filled up with water to come over here to Tony's. And I took that thing and I threw it. I damn near threw it through the wall. I think there's a hole in the wall at Stately Smith Manor that I'm going to have to repair tomorrow.
Well, guys, the only thing I can say is Butch Jones is luckier than old Montana, my Leon Burger, would be if he had about, I won't go there. But now here's what I heard. I've not heard anybody call in with this. We could not figure out why Jalen Hurd was not back in the game. Did you hear Butch Jones' comments?
He said he had a lower extremity injury.
Yes. Well, let me ask you guys this thing. And the announcers of old Cacklin Vern and Gary Danielson, they kept talking about there was never a doctor or a trainer that ever came around him. So did Butch Jones just bench him because him fumbling that football going across the goal line, or was he really hurt?
Well, if he benched him, it wasn't because of the fumble, because if it was a benching, it occurred right after he scored a touchdown. The touchdown was Hurd's last play.
Yep.
You're exactly right, and that's what Jeke Jr. was saying.
So it doesn't make any sense it would be a benching.
Okay.
It had to have been some sort of injury.
And you know what the truth is about him, Jeke? He plays so hard. I mean, how are you going to bench a guy like that? That's such a heart and soul player. Now, did he make a smart play there? No. And did it almost cost Tennessee the game?
Yep.
Sure. But at the end of the day, you can't bench a guy that cares that much about winning. You just can't.
Especially when you're down late in the game and you're in short yardage situations and you need a guy like that. But I just can't figure out why the doctors weren't around him.
Well, because I guess once they diagnosed what it was, I mean, what are they going to do? Yeah. He's not coming back in.
I'm sure they came over and looked at him initially.
They make a decision.
Just didn't catch it.
You know, now look, Butch is saying it's a lower extremity injury. Could it be a concussion and they're playing games with it?
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought is if it's a concussion, go ahead and subterfuge, say it's a lower extremity, so that you don't have to get caught up in some sort of...
The protocol.
Yeah. Where,
or your opponent knowing that you got a guy that's got his bell rung and they...
Target that.
And they take a shot. But here's the other thing that people are saying, which is true on Twitter. People are saying that the bottom line is that the guy had his helmet with him. So generally, the protocol is I'm taking your helmet from you.
Yeah.
So
the head games just keep going on and on with Bush Jones. But hey, guys, I'm going to sit back and enjoy the ride because. Like I said, I mean, when's the last time we were 5-0?
2004, brother, and it doesn't happen much.
No.
Or 2003? Somebody had gave me that earlier, but and then 98 is still somewhere swirling around. Thank you.
Hey, Tony, one last thing before I go. That was the greatest play. And will go down as the most famous play in UT football history.
I think you're probably right. And I don't think it even matters what happens from here. People are saying that if the team goes on and wins a national championship from here, that it's the most. No. I think for what that play was, for where this program has been, for everything that's gone on here in the last 10 years, that for that play to happen there, Russell, think about that for a second. Well, think about everything that this program and this fan base and these poor people who have been beaten down.
Well, and Jennings 2 weeks in a row now. I mean, I think the juggling sideline catch last week against Florida was the defining play.
Agree.
Of that game. That's the snapshot that we'll all
yep.
remember.
Yep.
That was, you yep. know, Dale Carter running the kickoff back in 1990. That was the play that we'll remember from that yep. particular Florida game. And of course, I mean, Jeeker's right. This is, you know, greatest play in Tennessee football history, maybe a little bit of hyperbole, but it's in the top five. I mean, that's have we ever won a game on a Hail Mary on the last play? I don't think so.
I was going to tell you that Riley Lovingood play, and I hate to keep referencing this, but in hour one, I said that without that, there is none of this. That kid set all this up. Who's he? Well, he's a long snapper.
Press
they gave
the
him a scholarship
game.
Before the season started. You know where he's from, Russ? Do we know that?
He's from, I want to say, somewhere in the mid-state.
Okay. There you go. Another in-state kid. I didn't even know that, but it doesn't surprise me. That kid, by catching the ball like this after long snapping the ball, I don't know if have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen a long snapper down a ball like that?
Not that I can recall.
Over his shoulder?
He earned that scholarship. The recruiting junkies, the stargazers, were so perplexed that Butch Jones used that scholarship on a long snapper.
God bless, he's white. And he can't run.
Long snappers' lives matter.
Can't do that. I've never seen a long snapper in my life get down there and make a play like that. Okay? Willie Mays catch. I mean, sure. Who could do that? Well, a wide receiver's going to do that. Sure. Defensive back's going to do that. Sure. All that's true. Whew. Incredible, man. Incredible. Barnett, as somebody's saying here.
Just took over.
Mid-state. Jennings, where's he from?
Mid-state.
And
Heard.
Lovingood is from Hendersonville.
Malone.
By way of Beach High School.
Galden.
And that's another guy that went down the night, Galden.
He came back.
I mean, it's just, yeah, but he's out for a brief period of time, and you're thinking to yourself.
You're like, oh, God. I mean, how many of these
How much more? Right.
Well, and his backup was Foreman, who they moved over to corner for this game. So if he was unable to go, they were going to have to bring in, Osborne, the freshman from North Carolina, was working there.
Marquel Osborne, wow. Incredible. Okay, here's some numbers from today's game, which really mean nothing. Total yards in the game, Georgia had 392, Tennessee had 357. Tennessee is outgained 50 or so yards. There you go. Thank you, hon. 50 or so yards. And the turnover battle, Dubsy, you ready?
Yeah.
Is 3-2. The Tennessee loses a turnover battle on the road, which means what? You're losing.
You usually don't win with that being the case.
Okay. Tennessee loses first down battle 24-18. What's that mean, Russell? 24-18 first downs. They had 24. Yeah. We had 18.
Golly, man.
How about this one? Time of possession in today's football game. They had the ball 36 minutes and 7 seconds. We had it. What is that? 23:53? I mean, hello, hello, and hello. That's called IG. I mean, you can snicker. How are we winning? What is that? How do you win that game? I'm telling you, Kirby Dumb, at the end of that, and that staff from Georgia, they've got to be sick to their stomach. And really, there's another word for it, Dubsy, and it's not a word, but after today, it is a word, because this man has a feeling. And wherever this guy's going, I'm going, and the word is resiliency. It is not a word, but it is to Butch Jones, and that matters.
He's got a lot of mature competitors out there.
Tons of competitors. So I'm trying to look at a spot where we won, and then we'll go back to the phones. We were 16-26 passing for 230. They were 17-28 for 211. They had 181 yards rushing in the game to our 127. They ran the ball 46 times today. We ran it 38.
God, man.
They ran it for an average of 3.9 yards.
What were Michelle's numbers? I mean, he tore Tennessee up.
Sony Michelle. I'm just looking at team numbers right now. I'll get those individual numbers.
Tennessee really struggled stopping the run today.
But the team numbers, the team numbers, every number on that board says loss. It's incredible.
Well, they struggled with everything defensively. And again, you know, the kicking game, they really had
the field position game
won for much of the first half. And then obviously the punt there at the end backed them up.
It was so well done. That is my play of the game. I hate to be redundant, but that's my big play. Let's go back to the phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome. You're on your Smartway Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction.
Tony, Dubsy.
Hey, welcome in.
How you doing, boys?
Hey, welcome in.
Big, big win. Big win. I couldn't believe what I saw. Speaking of feeling, what about Phil Collins? I can feel it in the air. Nobody mentioned that.
Boy, that belongs on our playlist, no doubt about it.
I want to hear Butch Jones do a karaoke version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Did he really say that? Yes.
Mm-hmm. He said, I had a feeling.
He said, I overruled the offensive coordinator and I had a feeling, which not a lot of head coaches would say I overruled my offensive coordinator. But, hey, Butch Jones is different, and he is who he is.
We don't know. DeBoard might have left early to try and get down to College Station and get in the press box. So
no question. An outcast has a feeling. We got a lot of feelings out there right now.
Oh, man. The weird thing was before the play, I saw Dobbs over there, like warming up, throwing short little passes, and I was like, what are you doing? I mean, he's got to throw a, you know, a Hail Mary, and he's over here, you know, throwing little 5-6 yard dump down for practice. I didn't get it, but I guess that is in fact what they were about to do. So I'm glad they did, that's for sure. I don't know what else to say other than Juwan Jennings is that boy is a freak. Y'all, did you not see that crackback block? I tweeted something out about it when he happened. He laid that boy out. I mean, that 78 was coming down. He just dug his shoulder right in the middle of his chest. That boy, I couldn't tell if he fell because the camera went away from him, but he stumbled and fell backwards, it looked like to me. I mean, he's an animal. I don't know how else to say it.
He, I'm going to tell you this right now, belongs in the secondary. Okay. And I know he made a great play. He can help us both ways. And he's one of the few. The guy is a Heisman Trophy winner if you play him in the secondary. Not that it's about the Heisman Trophy, but there wouldn't be a better football player in America than that guy. That guy loves hitting people. He loves contact.
He is a monster. I mean, you have to think, he was playing quarterback, what, 2 years ago? I mean, am I not?
Yeah, he was a high school quarterback.
Yeah. So he went from quarterback, and that's probably the thought, Tony, is maybe, you know, I mean, he's a year into learning the new, or 2 years now into learning that position. He's just starting to come on. Preston Williams had one catch early and then you didn't see him again. I thought Josh had it, you know, Malone had another good game. You know, Jennings obviously, you know, made a big catch and I think he made another catch and a couple of nice blocks. And the last thing I'll say, I mean, Bob Shoup, how many starters is he missing? Three all conference starters.
Yeah, three all conference, an all American cornerback probably. Three outstanding players right now, and I guess hopefully they can get Kirkland back here pretty soon.
That defensive line, when they pin their ears back and they're going just for the quarterback and there's no threat, they are monsters. I mean, it's just good to see. I mean, you sit there waiting for, like, when they hit that long pass, I was like, well, that's the most Tennessee way to lose the game, when they threw that. And it seems like this year, finally, we're not Tennesseeing it, if that makes sense. Does that make sense to y'all? You know, these things that used to happen to us, they're not happening to us. We're finally turning around and winning games the way we used to lose them. I don't know if anybody's mentioned that yet, but it just feels like.
Yeah.
That's the deal. We're done. And you know what? At the end of the day in football, you know what matters? It's that win-loss record. That's it.
Yes, sir.
And the rest of it's just jiving. Yeah.
It's become the NFL. I mean, the style points don't matter anymore.
No.
It's survive and advance.
And the truth is, you go to College Station next week and win, people laugh at this, and I'm not starting this because I'm not going to get above my skis and I'm not going to throw undue pressure on them. God knows we have a crazy enough fan base as it is without doing that, okay? But you go to A&M and win next week, which that is a winnable game. It is a winnable game. Then you can afford that lost Alabama, which probably is going to happen. Although, I would say right now, Alabama's a more winnable game than the A&M game is a winnable game right now. That's just me. Alabama's in our building. Yeah, it's huge. And it's going to be electric, regardless of what happens. This fan base is in love with that team right now. Unlike any they've seen here in at least since 98. I mean, this team, if they don't install in your heart, I can't help you. But here's the thing. Yeah. You win next week. Think about this now. You can afford a loss to Alabama. You win the SEC championship game, and you are in the national playoff with one loss. That is very much. You win next week, and you're very much putting yourself alive for that possibility. That becomes from now till December the 3rd or 4th or 5th, whenever the date is, and Russell, we better learn that date because we're all heading down there. Whatever the date is on that game, we better all grapple with the fact that we are alive and well for that.
Are we going to do the first ever fifth quarter remote live from the Georgia Dome?
Live from the Georgia Dome. Wow. Wow.
Hey, last thing before I jump off, you think Dobbs will go down as the most underappreciated quarterback and take over Casey Clawson's spot?
I don't know.
He lays it all out on the line.
You know, he drives me nuts. Like that interception he threw today, there are things he does that just drive me crazy. And I'm too hard on him. I really am. I'm too hard on him. I wish they'd let him roll out and let him play his game. Because tonight, on that touchdown, when they got within one score, when it was a 10-point game, Russell, when he ran that middle linebacker over on the goal line and had to stretch out and get that first down, that was balls. There's just no other. I'm sorry, women, and I love women.
Oh, the third.
And I hope you're listening.
It was what, third and 16 or
and
something?
And he ran. Ran that guy over.
You're thinking,
over.
You know, get 10 yards here. We'll kick a field goal. We'll go in. You know, what was
right.
it? 17 to 10.
Right. And he had, what do we call it? Testicular fortitude.
Hey. Yeah, Tony, when Dobbs walks, he's swinging.
Yes. He has what Bill Raftery calls onions.
All right, boys. Be good. Have Thank a good you. Day. Thank
you
all for doing it.
Anytime you get an onions in there, you know we're good, right? 865-200-5402. So, Dubsy, right now I'm eating a little bit of yogurt. What's in my yogurt? You ready, Dubsy?
What is that? Is that yogurt?
It's just yogurt. Ice cream. It's yogurt. I've got blueberries in it. I've got a banana in it.
What flavor yogurt?
I've got, it's got dark chocolate mixed in it along with whey protein.
With blueberries and bananas?
Uh-huh. With whey protein.
That's gross.
And walnuts. Why? Because Sushi Spot Chain is at the game. Sushi Spot Chain couldn't bring me sushi tonight from Sushi Spot. So, I'm having to make good.
Looks like you just went into the woods and found a pile of... Just took your spoon with you and...
Easy.
I hope it tastes better than it looks. That's all I'm trying to say.
And in that respect, it's a lot like me. Go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. As I remind you, portions of tonight are presented by our friends at your Garza Law Firm. And you can schedule your free consultation by calling 865-329-6982. Marcos Garza and his family and his team there treat their clients like family. And I don't know because I are one. And they are excellent people. Whether it's a personal injury case, protecting the injured and their families, whether you're out tonight, you're celebrating. Let me tell you something. Before you say guilty, you will say Garza. You will say Garza. Before you say guilty, you will say Garza. Online at GarzaLaw.com. And by the way, if you want to leave us a tip tonight, and a tip for the show and what we're going to do, because we're going to go a long time tonight, and provide you something you really can't get anywhere else. You really can't. You can go to TonyBasilio.com, click on the donate button, and we'll be happy to take care of you there. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, welcome in.
Hey, I just want to say I had a bet that you had chia seeds in the yogurt.
No chia seeds. However, I do have there are flax seeds in it. And a little bit of
okay,
walnuts.
Okay, well, that counts.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to call and say I am so freaking excited. I've been in Knoxville since 2003. My husband, AA, has been like, oh, you got to believe, you got to believe. You know, we'll get there. And we started off our week in enemy territory in Florida, watching the game in Florida, had friends coming in, gator chomping us, tried not to smack talk, worked out well for us. And then weren't planning on coming back until tomorrow, and we had an issue, so we had to get back today. And so we left at like 5 in the morning from the Gulf Coast and got back in time to watch the game. And just unbelievable.
I don't even know. I don't know how long you've been watching the Vols. You just told me 10 years or so. Let me tell you something. This game tonight is why we all love college football. I mean, it's the only sport on the planet that provides you that. Boom, boom, boom. It was like, oh my gosh, what am I seeing? And thank God there was no time left. Or what would Georgia have done?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was thinking, okay, I was like, all right, I'm a bad luck charm. I'm going to leave. And then finally there were like 4 seconds left. I'm like, I'm going to go to the restroom and see what happens. And I hear my husband screaming, and I'm like, what, did we kick a field goal? Like, what the hell happened? And, oh, my God, I'm just so excited. And I had to call in, and I don't usually call in to you, but I listen to you all the time. And I just wanted to call in and say I'm super excited.
Thank you. Great talking to you. Thanks.
Great talking to you.
865-200-5402. Bino's with us as he will stay for a while. Bino, you've been in these parts. You've been watching this stuff for, what, close to 60 years now? 50 years, I'm sorry. In fact, can I say this to Bino? Bino, happy birthday to you. Bino is, well, we're not going to give his age. Bino, happy birthday. Have you ever had a birthday present like this in your life?
Bubsy, Tony B, thank you so much. I appreciate that. No, that is the greatest birthday present in history. It washes away. I believe we played Washington State on my birthday back in 88, and they hung about half a hundred on us in the rain. So it's been a long time coming, but it was a beautiful thing. Did, did Georgia really believe that they could beat us on my birthday in the IGYV? Did they really think that they were going to beat us?
Bino, in all your days of watching this game, you've got much more perspective than Dubsy and myself, and you've got the advantage of age. Where do you rank that victory in terms of just the sheer exhilaration of what we saw and just the game itself? Where do you put it?
Tony, I would rank it first. You know, the Arkansas game would be there because of what it eventually meant. I was at the Miracle at South Bend. But I don't believe that I've never seen us throw a last second Hail Mary touchdown. And just, you know, there were a lot of times in the Bruce Pearl era when at the end of the game, I'd look at the game and we'd win and I'd say, how in the world did we win that basketball game? This football team is the same as those years. We said it on Friday, Tony. They don't do easy. It's not in their DNA, but they find ways to win football games. And today, it's as stunning as I can ever remember.
I agree. You know, we just read a bunch of numbers, Bino, and all the numbers say loss.
Yeah.
Every single one. But there's one thing. It's called IGYV. It is our turn to go to Atlanta. And not only that, dare I say, it is our turn to win the Southeastern Conference Championship this year. I'm starting to believe that.
Just a great vision on your part, Tony. It really was. This is the IGYV. It's just that's the only way you can explain it. There's no other way. If ever a game showed you that you have to finish something,
yep, you got to finish.
You know, Jalen Hurd has been a great, hard-nosed football player for us. One brief instant loss of concentration, we didn't finish that touchdown.
Nope.
Malik Forman doesn't finish the one thing that he has to do, which is run with the receiver down the field. After he makes a great play 2 minutes early, didn't finish.
Bino.
Georgia scores.
Bino, can I say something?
Take your helmet off, give us 15. Might have another stupid pooch kick, which we did against them.
How great.
Mentioned in 2001.
How great was that?
Get a penalty tacked on at the end, and then put four guys back there in the end zone that do not do their job.
This day is so upside down right now. By the way, Louisville, as I called, is beating the living hell out of Clemson, and that Watson kid just threw an interception for a touchdown, and it's now 14-0, and they're getting ready to do poopy in their bed.
No, it's still 7-0.
Oh, what are they?
Clemson was driving for a touchdown in the red zone.
Oh, I thought it was a touchdown.
Watson threw an interception in the end zone.
Oh, okay, my bad. My view's obfuscated. Bino, somebody is asking me what IGYV is. Would you fill in the blank? Because we've got a ton of new people hearing us, listening to us, and I got people going, what the hell is that? What is IGYV? And by the way, it's 7-0, Louisville, and they're going to beat Clemson tonight. Go ahead, Bino.
International Geophysical Year of the Vol, created by Tony Basilio, who had a vision that this was it, and it's been proven thus far.
And here's the thing: the IGYV knows no limits. It is impervious to stupidity. It is impervious to slow starts. It is impervious to fumbles in the end zone or fumbles into the end zone. It is impervious to cornerbacks looking in and guys throwing over top of them. It is going to happen. And IGYV means Tennessee will play in the SEC championship game. It's simply what it means. Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. Now, for its deeper meaning, I stole it from a Donald Fagen song of Steely Dan off his album The Nightfly, which I would encourage you to investigate. In the meantime, back to our phones, and let's get our next call in here. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, Tony. Happy birthday, Bino.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stratus. Hey, guys, I don't expect you to believe this, but I've actually got three witnesses. I called the Juwan Jennings touchdown catch before the play.
There you go.
What now? I'll admit, when they scored with 10 seconds on the clock, I thought, well, other than a Barry touchdown, kickoff return for a touchdown, we're sunk. We just don't have time. But then after the penalties, saw where the ball was, I said, hey, we're going to bunch them up in the center of the end zone, and Jennings is going to be the hero. So.
Unbelievable.
Well, I see this. That young man, if he doesn't want to, after the last 2 weeks, he'll never have to work a day in Tennessee the rest of his life.
Right. Yeah.
You talking about Jennings?
Yes.
And, you know, guys winning, especially like we've won the last 2 weeks, mainly through the air.